something about the central bank report. The report has not been released, but I still see it in the press, or parts of it in the press.
What are you talking about? You're talking about the IMF document? The call for the full disclosure of the IMF?
Yeah, it has not been released, but I still see portions of it in the press. That is treachery, Mr. Ellis. Somebody is stealing confidential
information. But why is it that you believe we are not entitled to that information if it is available, though?
But it's not available.
But why?
The fact is that it has not been released.
But why? Aren't you concerned that at this stage of our development, with all the concern about the foreign reserves and stuff, that kind of information is not available to the people of Barbados? Why should that be kept in somebody's desk because they are afraid of how the information might impact on them in one form or the other associated with the elections? This is not about their survival alone. Ultimately, it is about the survival of the country as a whole.
Mr. Ellis, as far as
are you condoning it?
No, just a minute.
You condoning it? You should be ashamed, Arthur.
Don't accuse me. The report should go to Parliament first, sir.
You are condoning it. Who say it has to go to Parliament? Who says so?
Has it been to Parliament?
Who says so?
That report should be.
Who says so? You say so. You are now imposing that stipulation.
That is what the protocol requires.
What protocol? Quote me the protocol that says that the IMF report got to go to Parliament.
It should be discussed in Parliament.
Who says so, Arthur? You?
Because that is your practice.
What practice? My foot. You're talking nonsense. It's not true.
So it should be in your press before it goes to Parliament. That you tell me?
Listen, the document, there is no requirement as far as I am aware. An IMF Article 4 consultation to go before Parliament before it comes to the people of it is shared with the public of Barbados. I don't know of that.
So why is the lady opposition asking for it to be released then?
But that has nothing to do with going to Parliament. She's asking for it to go to be released for the same reason, that it is not considered to be a requirement that it goes to Parliament. So you know are going to come with an argument that says that Parliament is not in session. And because Parliament is not in session, this document cannot be released because it should go to Parliament. That's basically what I'm saying.
The report was produced
when
in
you
January.
Go to I must say to you, I like to listen to your arguments and stuff because you come with an alternative view that is necessary. But I'll say this to you. Mm. At times you really stick your neck out way too far. And this is one of those times.
Mr. Ellis, I was a public servant. I work in the public service, and I know all the procedures, and the administrative procedures, and the financial procedures. Nobody can't fool about that. The report was done in January. The report was January. It should have gone to the House before it was released. And that's my position. Thank you very much.
Well, that is your position, but as I told you, I do not understand that to be the required position in Barbados. If you want to, you can continue to do that.
Okay, right? So thank you. Thank
Good.
You.
Hello?
Hi,
Dr. Brastats?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I want to ask you something because you're very well aware with a lot of different issues as a reporter, and I think you do an excellent job. What is the role of a political scientist?
Well, the role of political scientists is to examine.
Examine?
The politics of a place and, you know, to basically give a sense of what is happening and what are the factors that are influencing people's behavior as it relates to politics.
Mm-hmm.
To look at history and look at trends.
Mm-hmm. I hear a lot when it's wrong election time from the political scientists. Especially about polling and so on.
Yeah.
We have any diplomatic relations with Russia?
I would expect that we must have some kind of diplomatic relationship of one type or another. I don't hear a lot about it.
We don't have an embassy or anything out there?
No, not as far as I know.
Okay, no, not ambassador here.
No.
Right. So, Dr. Bellin, this is become speaking about what Russia has said or what some newspaper has said about Barbados. I think that statement from whoever newspaper, it was utterly ridiculous. if someone decides to run in this country for parliament, it doesn't matter so long as she's appreciated or he is appreciated by persons. It doesn't matter what they used to do before if they have denounced that lifestyle and want to serve their country. We have a Christian society.
We're talking about this
lady, yeah. We have a Christian society, and Christ said he comes to call the sinners and not the righteous. I don't know how people keep harping on the situation when the lady says she has to finish a bit of that life and she's seeking a different life. I know this comment from Dr. Bell and Mr. Wickham that this situation, because the lady is running for office, has made Barbados, what is it, looking bad. And that sounds so out of it to me. I think they should really bring some ideas if they know the history and they know the trends, as you say, that political sciences and things get into. Bring some ideas now that we need them. Put it to the government, don't care who it is. Stop being partial and help this country that has educated them. I don't see how they could agree with that newspaper in Russia. Who doesn't care about us? When Russia annexed Crimea, I can't remember hearing Peter nor Mr. Bell saying it was wrong. Without any provocation whatsoever, Russia went and annexed Crimea. So they should be looking after their own issues and see what down there they're doing that is wrong. Because as far as I'm concerned, if the lady has denounced her lifestyle and she's running for president, she isn't doing anything wrong. I am not saying that I agree with prostitution, but we don't know nobody background. We don't know what caused people to get into that certain types of lifestyle, right? And that all of us have sinned. We might be tired of hearing it. I'm a Christian. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It is true. So maybe we could get, some of us can get on a horse and play horse and talk about people and different. Check yourself. I am not feeling good about that. As Arthur said, that information that some Russian newspaper has put out. I don't know if we got the internet and so on, but I don't know how, you know, it might have gotten over there. But I am more or less distressed because...
You're distressed about that?
About Mr. Bell and Mr. Wickham saying that this has made us look bad in the eyes of the world and all kind of nonsense like that. Yeah. Because we're not bigging up Barbados. We're not building up Barbados and getting into this kind of talk. Yeah. Are they helping us? Are they helping us? That's for politics.
You know, that there isn't everything that happens around us that we need to chase. There are some things that we may...
But if y'all bring that kind of news...
There are some things that we just elevate.
Sorry about that.
We elevate by chasing them.
Y'all chase it with the news.
Well, but you chasing it with the news is one thing, but other people can chase it and elevate it to a higher status.
Well, to me, it don't make sense listening to the news then. If it is not worthy to comment about news about
our
country,
that's up to you. You have commented on it, ma'am. I'm basically saying to you that by commenting on it, you help to. You may very
my
well.
Country. No,
you may very
country.
Well help to be pushing it further. You don't condone the comments, but by spending all that time on them, you may at the end of the day be encouraging people to focus on them.
You think so?
Yes, that's one thing that happens sometimes. You know.
Well, that's true. But I am telling you, no, though. That is a worldwide newspaper. And we are...
What's a worldwide newspaper? You mean it would be Russian?
But everything on the internet now, right? So we...
My look, you know how many things... Look, when you look at Russia, for instance, There's been so much talk about the Russian elections, about how the elections were rigged and all of that. But at the end of the day, what? I mean, life goes on. And that's at the leadership level of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk about the annexing of Crimea and the extent to which Western countries impose sanctions and do this and do that and what? So because something is worldwide, and it does not mean that it impacts on you in any significant way?
No, whatever is happening in this world impacts on us.
Not everything,
especially since this failure in a global village.
Not everything impacts on us. It is not so.
If Russia level a bomb, it can end up all these...
It depends upon the size of the bomb. And it depends upon where the bomb is exploded. So
Listen, Mr. Ellis.
You're blowing the thing out of proportion, man.
No. Even if you read the Bible, it tells you that the wind goes around and come back around. The wind circles the globe. This earth is ours. This earth belongs to every human being and every living thing that has been born upon it.
Okay.
And people do not get on like that. You see, we're getting a lot of Sahara dust. How far is Africa from us? And it's making people sick. And it goes right.
I know about 9-day wonders too. I know that there are things that are even more significant than that.
That
have been forgotten in next to no time.
I understand what you're saying, right? But things can also go from bad to worse.
Okay.
And I don't want to see our country just being torn down because of elections that are coming up, all right?
Well, we got enough lashes already with the problems on the South Coast. And, you know, there are other issues in Barbados. Genuine issues that have the potential to hurt us more. I really am amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And look at you. You come here.
I spoke about that.
It's absolutely amazing how much time you spend talking about something that really, at the end of the day, is minor.
I won't say it's minor.
All right, not to you.
Because that Barbados is in look, you don't know, Mr. Ellis, that what happens here affects us. Tourism-wise.
Well, you see it that way. I don't. You see this particular problem that way, ma'am? We beg to differ.
Not about the lady, you know, about what is said about our country.
We beg to differ.
And that is a dictatorship and all kind of things like that. It matters, Mr. Ellis.
Okay, to you it does.
Uh-huh. All right.
All right. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Mr. Ellis, a blessed day to you, sir.
How are you?
Oh, I am tremendously blessed, and I trust that.
You live close to Royal, man. Tremendously blessed.
I trust that you, and I hope that you do have a beautiful weekend, you know. The blessing of the Lord be upon you and your family as well, and upon our country, Barbados. Now, I want to mention two things, but I'll tell you what my major contribution today is going to be about. That is, I want to highlight the social revolutionary legislation that this Democratic Labour Party has introduced to highlight and prove that Barbados is more than an economy. That is good. That this is going to be my major contribution today. But I want to say to you before I do this, I go into that, I want to mention two things. I am kind of surprised that you, Mr. Ellis, did not speak on the issue of this thing that Russia just put out about Barbados and criticizing our political system as far as someone seeking to get into the political arena. In that, Russia has been accused of poisoning its own citizens, which you have heard. Russia has gone into Crimea and the other and invaded them. Nobody invited them in. Russia even at time take their army to mow down their own people when they try to come to the against the Kremlin and so on. Therefore, I would not lose a lot of give a lot of credit to them about what they say about Barbados. And in Barbados, nothing of that sort has taken place, has ever taken place, or will ever take place. So I want to dismiss their thinking about our nation, Barbados. And I am going to defend Barbados regardless of who will come against it with these kind of ridiculous thinking things that they are saying. Regardless of who texts them and tell them whatever, I pay a slight attention. I disregard them totally. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing is this. I do not pay a lot of attention to the failed voices of those in our country who, before 2013, was vehemently critical of the Prime Minister. They, and I call them failed voices because he proved them wrong and they failed to the point where one of the political scientists in Barbados who had said then, back then, that the Democratic Labour Party may be only a one government party and that they would get two seats and Miss Mara Thompson may very well be the leader of the Democratic Labour Party then. The failed voices then and there will be failed voices again. Good. I want to go on to my other one. If you want me to comment on those, I'm willing to undertake them.
No.
Good. So then you do agree with me.
No. I don't necessarily get involved.
But then counter it.
No, because you got to get to your main point. You spend so much time. If I chase you with this now, when I want to chase you with your main point, you can tell me that, you know.
All right.
Spend too much time on it.
Now, the first thing I meant, I want to give you the legislation, the social revolution legislation that this government has introduced and showing that Barbados is more than an economy.
There's only one thing I want to say to you all about the stuff on the internet. Huh? There's a lot of stuff that has been planted and stuff on the internet. And we have had a lot of information coming out of the United States in particular about how the internet is manipulated to spread all types of fake news and that sort of thing. So in all of this debate that you are engaging in as it relates to this Sputnik thing that has been put out, just bear in mind that a lot of manipulation is taking place and we are not immune. I mean, we just had the discussion that's been taking place about Cambridge Analytica and how it and its parent company have been involved in elections in the Caribbean. I also hear about another organization called Firewater. They're suggesting to me, somebody's been suggesting to me that Firewater may not be as far away from our waters as we may believe. So there's a lot that can be taking place around us. And other people have interests in Barbados too. Huh? There are people who have to invest here, people who have already invested, people who may have other objectives. So be careful. Be careful. Yes, you were saying though.
I want to thank you for the acknowledgement of the manipulated statements that were being made and are being made. Now, the legislation that revolutionized Barbados to show that it's more than an economy is, I want to start from this present year and go back. One, the legislation for helmets, riding without helmets, bicycles or motorcycles, whichever.
You see, this is one. Landmark social legislation, is it?
So, social, yes.
Is landmark social legislation?
Social, yes, revolutionary.
Revolutionary?
Have you had it before?
Proceed. I'm listening to you.
But you didn't answer. Therefore, if you didn't
landmark
have it.
Landmark and revolutionary.
But of course it is. isn't it? Have you had it before?
I've heard that referred, when I hear landmark and revolutionary,
but that is one we said.
I would think that my mind goes back to the establishment of the National Insurance Scheme in Barbados. My mind goes back to expanding free secondary education in Barbados and tertiary level education in this country. My mind goes back to the Tenantries Freehold Purchase Act. Landmark and revolutionary.
Mr. Ellis, you
wearing
you really,
helmets? You serious?
Mr. Ellis, have you had it before?
Well, obviously what was revolutionary for you is not necessarily my definition of being revolutionary.
No, you see how you would seek to...
But go ahead. I don't want to. If you feel that way, if it looks
well, of
big...
Course, but
go
see,
ahead.
The,
proceed.
The
don't
thing
let
that
me...
I'm saying is I'm trying to highlight something to show you that is more than the economy, because I remember this, Mr. Ellis, that government has not been able to raise the economic situation as far as money is concerned for workers. But there are other things, remember this, there are other social legislations that government has introduced that helps to highlight and helps to revolutionize and to strengthen the society. That I mentioned. Now, you had one like the cell phone use, which is another one that helps to secure people and make people on the road feel safer, where there are no distractions. And you know, and you've heard that there were a lot of things like that took place. Now, you had also the legislation where the government just brought into to force where farmers are asked to register so that people will not go and sell produce wherever, and the government has introduced heavier fines so that people would know and would get themselves well organized. You have one where that also took place, where heavier fines has been implemented so that farmers who have been complaining for years have been complaining about. And you will remember, I think it was you, Mr. Ellis, the day when Mr. Williams, Mr. Corbin, Mr. Sir Charles was on the phone, and he said his son called him from the police station and said that a gentleman who Mr. Williams' son had caught with one of his cows, bulls, on his truck, that the court had just given the man a CRD, and Mr. Williams was very saddened about it. And I think it was you who were on the program that day, where farmers have been calling for this kind of legislation for years. You had one where the Prime Minister introduced where women, when they go to the court, can now get money that even if the man didn't put money there, they don't have to come away with their hand empty, that they can get something for their children.
I'm sure. I am sure, my friend, that when this campaign gets going in earnest, the official Democratic Labour Party spokespersons will be giving us chapter and verse on exactly this point about how they tried to ensure that Barbados wasn't just an economy, it was a society. And of course, you can expect in like measure to hear their opponents talk about the extent to which their failure to deal with the economy endangers the society.
Mr. Ellis, but you know, I'll bet you they would not highlight or touch any of the social services that the government has kept still in place.
It's the same. I went back to 2013 to listen to a speech. I started listening to a couple of the speeches that were made then. And some of the same things that you were saying right here now, some of the things that, you know, about the extent to which the society remains stable and how other countries lost all the jobs and Barbados was able to keep jobs. So, you know, we've heard the arguments before.
But yeah, but let me, I want to be able to, because mark you, you get the criticism about the foreign exchange, as though That is the only thing that is keeping our society together. And you see, that's why you would notice that the opposite is not highlighted anything else but that, because then they cannot touch any of the other social services, because then they can't oppose them, because then they've been in place. And you know that the labor legislation has brought the unemployment rate bill to Parliament as well, where now when a person comes for a job, you have to give them a job description, which was never there before. You have the domestic abuse bill, and all of these are social
legislation.
Problems.
A lot of it legislation that has only recently been passed, that Barbadians are still in a situation where they have to see how it impacts on their lives.
But Mr. Ellis,
just telling me that you passed a piece of legislation yesterday does not convince me. You've set out, you have an intention. Your intention is well-meaning, but it is in the actual operation of the legislation that you will get a chance to see exactly how it is working and how effective it is. So you have said that, and I accept the point that you've made, that the government has sought to achieve these specific objectives. But the other side of that is it's still early days in seeing how it works.
But I want you to remember as well that the critics has not touched any of them at all.
The election campaign has not really gotten off in earnest. You know.
Yeah, but I highlighted them early because I'll tell you this: you will notice that there is this political scare tactic that are being used to try to tell Barbadians, in other words, to make them think, well, they're not pointing out and voting because in all these things they're going to lose. It's a joke. And I'll tell you something.
Man, you start this political campaign, really?
But you wait a minute. Sound thinking minds and minds that are confident in themselves, because then I hear people who are, I would call cowards, speak about government inspiring them. Mr. Ellis, if you were not confident in your driving, you would not leave your house in your car. Confidence has to start with you, not with the other drivers. Otherwise, you would not even want to leave your house. And I'm saying
to you... You can't be serious.
I am serious.
If in my judgment... Listen, hold on. If I'm in an environment where the road system, let's say somebody called the other day about the lights at Hines Hill, saying that they don't like how they're working and they think they're dangerous. That person, therefore, once they get to Hines Hill, their confidence will be undermined because they feel that the environment itself is unsafe. How can you tell me that confidence is driven exclusively by your internal being, and that the external environment has no impact whatsoever?
Well, what you are missing is this.
What am I missing?
If you were not confident in what you are doing, you would not start to do it in the first place.
Yeah, but my friend,
this is what you have to understand. It starts with you, not with somebody else.
There are people who are not confident right now about going on the South Coast. You're telling me that it begins with them? They're not confident because of what is happening with the sewer system down there.
You see, this is what I'm saying to you. If you're not comfortable going that way...
So you could be confident and go into the place and come back out and suffer from gastro or something like that. Because irrespective of what they're saying, there are many people who report that that's what they've been facing.
I'll tell you this, see? That if you, as a reporter and a responsible manager at that place, didn't have confidence in yourself, you better stay home.
You have to have confidence in yourself, but you also have to have an environment that inspires confidence. I do not understand where you're going with that.
No, you're gonna understand.
Let's move on.
It got to start with you.
Let's move on. Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks. Down to brass tacks. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. It's now 1:37, going until 2 o'clock. You on the air? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Are you on the air, David?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I didn't hear the beep, so you know, he's talk. You ain't got no calls for you.
If that's the case, then we should let go of you so that we can point somebody else, if you think so.
Well,
is that what you're asking me to do?
No. I just say I get in very quick. Well, let me go there. Because you know you don't keep me too long anyhow, so let me make
you know. No. It is not my fault, you know.
Oh.
The things that you talk, you make it very difficult to hold you for too long, you know.
So you mean that either good or either bad?
You can determine which one is the better of the two for you.
I hear you, Vi. I would take that as a compliment.
Please do. Proceed.
But David, anybody that gains, I agree with you, David. Anybody that think that this helmet, bicycle helmet law, is something to be worth something.
Revolutionary is the word.
Right. You help me there, right? Anybody that think that this is something special, that it need to be in the prime minister, one prime minister language, it need to be punished with laughter, right? So I can agree with you, Mr. Ellis, that the Freehold Tenantry Act is things that you could look at and say was good thing, and I think that's the best one, best thing that to be honest with you, Mr. Ellis, I think that's my best thing that the Barbados Labour Party did, right? And I so sorry that Aaron Barrow didn't do it, because you know I believe it's something that you would think Mr. Barrow would think of, right? And not Mr. Late Tom Adams. But so I give them that to them. That is something that very good that they did for the poor people of Barbados. And next thing is right, still on the bicycle thing. Now, if I could say this, Mr. Ellis, people would think that they're bringing up these laws to actually for the best interest of the people, as he was alluding to, is on the social side. But you know that a parliamentarian told me about the seatbelt law, Mr. Ellis. That wasn't introduced because they want to stop you from playing through the screen, you know. I understand that the seatbelt law was introduced because of an insurance company. And what you got to say about that? So then people got to talk about laws. You think I got a problem
so
with the law.
A piece of legislation couldn't have more than one objective?
Yeah.
So the seatbelt law might have been looking after, for sure, when it was articulated in Parliament, it was aimed, as is the situation with respect to the use of cell phones while driving, at trying to protect lives as much as possible. But of course, insurance companies have a stake in it as well.
But I mean, if you can tell people you're protecting them from the self, you should do that and not really do it with insurance to the interests of insurance companies. You know what I mean?
Because you don't know which one came first. You're just going on the basis of a man telling you that.
But he's a parliamentarian, so he will probably know more than me.
Well,
that's why.
At the end of the day, both interests would be served.
But because you support a party like the last caller, it don't mean that you shouldn't tell them. You shouldn't say when they're wrong. Tell them when they're wrong. Criticize them when they're wrong, and that will make them better. That like me, I'm not going to support them even if I could see that they fail. Cause to me, since David Thompson passed away, I think that was a great loss. It was David Thompson. Every time we want to talk about Mr. the late Prime Minister, Mr. Ellis, you know, people want to talk about Clico. I ain't got them. I feel people that got lost money in Clico, right? But I believe that if Thompson, Mr. the late Prime Minister, to get a opportunity to stay a little longer, that I think he would have done very well. And we would be better off.
Well,
because
you're only speculating on that right now, and that's the only thing you can do.
I could do, but to the caller that talking about giving them credit, I think they totally fail in the transport area. And I think that since Michael Ashley was moved, I think he could have stand up for years because he ain't really, to me, he ain't really doing nothing much in that sector, that transport sector. I mean, the roads, I would hope that people in Train Road would get the road before the election.
He does talk a lot, though.
Okay. I will hope that people in Train Road will get the road because I see they actually got the mall spread down before election call and they probably lost the government cause. To me, the only way that they can get back in is if the people actually want certain people to run the country, right? So I think that's the only sort cause. I mean, I think people want change. I myself would like a change cause. To me, they ain't doing nothing to me as far as they can to impress me. But I would like... If it's a lady that the people of Barbados want, if you want a female, I more will go for Miss Eastman than any. I think she will be the more choice of mine.
So you think
right?
UPP will win the elections?
Well, I know that it's hard, right? But we will look for. I will hope that we will get surprised, right? I would like to get a surprise. I let you all to get a surprise, but it can be a very hard ass, right?
Are you out there campaigning for the UPP?
Epic campaigning?
Yeah, you go outside and campaign in different neighborhoods.
No,
incidentally,
no, I don't
camp. You heard what the candidate Linda Field just said? That she was opting out of the UPP? And why?
I didn't hear your story.
You didn't hear the story?
No, I will go follow up on that story.
You better do that.
I did hear something, but I can't remember the odd details, right?
Okay.
But what I say to you, Mr. Ellis, I don't think that the Democratic Party, they look like, I think they will got a better chance if Ms. Stewart will get out of the way, but they look like if they stand a chance in winning the next government, right?
Now, there are people who believe that Mr. Stewart must have something up his sleeve, something special,
but he could be
as confident. He and members of the Democratic Labour Party hierarchy seem to be very confident that they can pull this one off.
You can try the same trick that you tried in last election.
What was that?
Well, to me, that's the same thing that he come in with. He lined up and all sort of thing. That's the same stunt that he pull in again. Well, I really thought a lot of things working against them, though. I really thought that they would actually, in the case of the economy, I thought it would, make a turnaround, but it going down. And I think that people looking at that, right? A lot of people actually looking at that. And that's what the strength of the opposition is. They're dealing with the economy.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Okay. Down to brass tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Hi, how are you?
Not as good as you, but you inspire me to keep trying. But blessed be my brother.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ellis. I am pretty incensed and somewhat emotional about the matter on which I am about to speak to you. So I am going to beg you from the start to put, if it becomes necessary, put something of a leash on me. Yeah?
Okay.
Good. Sometimes I don't know my own limitations.
Yes, I mean,
I am
to thine
calling
own
you because,
self be true.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say I have demons to exorcise. But sometimes I know that I am not in control of my own emotions.
Okay.
And on February 23rd, those who are entitled to pension benefits from British American were informed that everything was in place. I remember hearing the finance minister, Mr. Sinclair, saying everything was in place and all systems would go and all lights were green. But now, there's correspondence, I understand, to the people who are supposed to receive their pension and should have been receiving it, as I remember from last month. And now they are being told that the government has allowed, I want to use the word that has become currently governmentally popular. The government has gone into effluxion. And now these pensioners have to wait until a new parliament is in place before they can begin to get their pensions. And why did this happen? This happened because the current government, although the matter was agreed upon, and it was subject to parliamentary approval, still, this government has allowed the parliament to go into effluxion without dealing with the matter. Now, whether this here, whether this circumstance was intentional or not, I could not possibly comment to say.
Okay.
But it suffice it is to say that the same way the parliamentarians were able to put things in place legally through the parliament to get back their $1,000. And the same way things are in place for politicians who are not going to be working for 90 days to walk away from the end of this 90 days with over 50 grand in the pocket. Don't tell me that pensioners who've been subjected to this long wait.
No, hold on. You did ask me to put the leash on you if necessary.
Yes.
And
I'm appreciative that
there is a need to make one clarification. Because I followed this morning. It has to do with employees, former employees of British American Insurance Company. It is not the other people. It is the former employees. They're about
Notice you are called employee pensioners.
Right. There are 71 of them.
Correct.
Okay. Who have been affected in this way. And as you correctly said, they've received a notice indicating that Parliament had inadvertently,
and that's the operative word, judging by how you read it,
failed to pass a resolution that would have allowed them to get their pensions. And what is really troublesome for some people is that some of these people were getting pension when British American Insurance collapsed.
Correct.
They stopped getting pension for about 8 years or so and were very hopeful that the promise that was made to them would have been kept. But instead, they have been told that they will have to wait until a new administration, well, until Parliament resumes. Essentially,
yeah,
that's what it means.
But it seems to me, that's why I asked for your guidance and advice on some of the wording of my contribution, because the notice said that it was not only subject to parliamentary approval, but that the parliament inadvertently omitted to approve. Now, how could that parliament have inadvertently omitted? If you see where it's coming from, after the speech that the finance minister and the assurances that the finance minister had given. So I really don't think it is fair to these people to have to wait for a new government, a new parliament to be reconvened before they can get what is legally, to which they are legally entitled.
They're disappointed. There's no doubt about it. They're very disappointed at this information. And they really, somebody who drew it to my attention yesterday say that the government is a waste of time because of how it has unfolded, you know?
You know, I have no doubt that this will influence and logically inform how these pensioners would cast their vote in the next election.
But only 71 of them, though?
Yes, but Oinafa came to Parliament because the Sibylle Leacock won her the by-election by one vote, not 71. I am hopeful that in the future, that the managing director of the transactions and restructuring department of KPMG, I am hopeful that she will speak more directly to people and to persons concerned in this matter with British American. By that I mean Ms. Lisa M. Taylor. And she's highly respected in her field, and I would really like her to come and speak to people. But even through your program, she can even be spend half hour on the calling program, and if you grant it, And break down and explain and give some assurances to these pensioners who are duly entitled. I have noticed, too, as an aside, if you allow me an aside, that Guyana has just been able to have granted access to over $300 million in an environment where Barbados doesn't seem to be able to glean even $30 million. You know, one really has to look at things in this world. I myself, Mr. Ellis, like you, that you said a couple of elections ago that you did not feel inspired to vote, and you did not vote, cast your vote. And more I am coming across people who are saying that, you know, they no longer reside that confidence in the vote. They don't seem to expect any growth, anything for Barbados out of the vote. I mean, Mr. Ellis, one phrase comes to my mind, and that phrase is, cry my beloved country, you know? Have a great day, Mr. Ellis. There must be others seeking to get in, and thanks for the time you granted me.
Thanks for calling. Always a pleasure to hear you. Down to Brass Tacks.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
I am not doing badly. I was in a shop when I rushed in to hear the 12:30 news. The theme, I heard the headlines. And lo and behold, I heard about a Russian story that the Russians are lampooning Barbados.
Some Sputnik. I don't know what Sputnik is.
Oh, yeah, but
Sputnik.
I mean,
Sputnik used to be a spaceship.
I heard Mr. Bob's training every fiber, every sinew in his body bringing the story. Why didn't he check that story? And you said it is a minor story. It's a minor story.
Well, I wasn't talking about the story. I was talking about the person, the emphasis that this person was placing on the overall issue. I consider that we are, this thing about, what's her name, Natalie or whatever, and about prostitution, all of that. I think really it is a distraction from the main issues that we have to grapple with in this current period and leading into the elections. And I don't anticipate, based upon how people have voted over the years and stuff in Barbados, I don't believe that that is worthy of that. Some of the attention that other people give it. So that's my personal view.
But
I saw the Sputnik story, and well, I didn't see it before the news. I saw it since. And, you know, what are your thoughts?
It was a nonsense story. I mean, but the whole thing, I believe it is all cloaked in this campaign of negativity that is being promoted by the media, local and overseas, both in the print and broadcast. But, Mr. Ellis, I want to tell you something, though. You all believe you're only broadcasting to Barbados Labour Party supporters, though?
No, I don't think so. I think if you listen to Brass Tacks, and especially if I am doing this program, I don't think you can reasonably say that we are targeting only Barbados Labour Party people.
You don't think so?
There was a time when I heard people say, when the BLP was in power, that we were targeting only the Dems. And indeed, after the elections of 2008, the number of people who were associated with the call-in programs, who became associated with the Democratic Labour Party, seemed to confirm in the minds of the critics what they were saying all along. I believe that you need to look at and listen to what is happening. And in many instances, if we try to do our jobs fairly and objectively, we will have no choice but to reflect a mood that is out there. And sometimes rather than listen to what is being said, you want to some people want to shoot the messenger. But my own assessment of where we are right now is that people in power really ought to listen. And don't just listen, but you also have to then formulate your proper response to what people are saying out there.
Yeah, but you see, your ideas and your opinions are shaped by opinions that you hear from other people.
Now, your own experiences too.
Your own experience, of course.
Of course.
But if you keep hearing, for instance, I'll give you some examples, Mr. Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Every single morning, almost, I don't know if you call him or if he calls you, but Aki Donovan, who's the Barbados Labour Party's chief canvasser in the Dover area, he calls in and he paints the whole South Coast Sewage Project scenario in the most negative way. And you all entertain him. Don't you have reporters in your newsroom that you can send on the South Coast and an independent and non-partial view of what is happening there?
But the truth of the matter is, though, that most of what Mr. Donovan reports as the experience of people, because he's speaking as a resident of the area, turns out to be true. Most of it is indeed true. So,
but
I mean,
it's not true.
You tell me what he has reported that has not been true.
Listen to me. The Barbados Water Authority, who are the authorities, they have within the cadre of workers, engineers.
Give me an example. Give me an example of something that he came and said that turned out to be patently untrue about how it was spreading, how it was retreating, who it was impacting on. Tell me. And I would walk with you on that.
Huh? I'll tell you. Every time a manhole or a number of manholes are sealed off, even if they are sprinkling a drop of water.
Gosh.
Listen to me.
Essentially what you're saying is that there is evidence of water and stuff at the point that he's talking about. But let me tell you something. A lot of people have reduced their comment and stuff, but people who go into the area, somebody who went into that area yesterday and they hadn't been going there for a while, said the stench is awful. The stench, no. I mean,
are we not having a
precisely. A lot of what I have heard from him has been corroborated by other people.
No.
Okay, but we gotta go. We're wrapping up the program now because it's almost 2 o'clock. I'm sorry that you didn't call earlier because I really like to engage you from time to time, and I hope all of you who participated in the program really enjoyed your stay as callers and as listeners. And I want to wish you a really great afternoon on behalf of Ronnie Clark, who's been my technical operator and producer today, and Daddy Biggs, who's made the great transition from Hot FM for one day to the most sobering effect of being here on Voice of Barbados. Have a great afternoon.